Bobby Slick Leonard, legendary former Pacers coach and longtime radio commentator, joins us now. Slick, thanks for being here.
Well, it's nice to see you, John. Thank you.
Well, you've had a tremendous career on the bench with the blue and gold, you know, so much so with the banners that have hung in here. There's a whole generation of fans that really know you, not as a coach, but as a broadcaster. How did you first end up on the radio?
Boy, that's a pretty good question. They asked me if I wanted to take a shot at it, and I thought, well, you know what, it'll give me something to do. So I started out in television with Eddie Doucette. And then when the opportunity came up to go to radio, I took the radio.
Your career on radio has bloomed through the years. Your, you know, folksy delivery and insight to the game really resonating with Hoosiers. But maybe the tipping point in your popularity was the signature call of Boom Baby. How did that come about?
Well, that goes back to a playoff game. The first time I ever said it was when Billy Keller hit a three at the gun in the seventh game in Denver, way back when. And it just, the ball had left his hands at the gun. And when it went through, I said, boom. And then I added baby. That's the first time I really ever said it, but it really, I got into it when Reggie Miller, with Reggie. The 18 years that I spent with him, because he hit a lot of them.
That's right. You and your current play-by-play announcer, Mark Boyle, you have such a good chemistry. But how many different announcers have you worked with through the years?
Well, I've worked with Mark the whole time. And, you know, he's a real pro. He's a real pro and has the vocabulary. I think you said the right words about me. I'm a folksy Hoosier. That's what I am. And so you take all his expertise, and I can throw something in once in a while. It's made it work.
Well, you guys have even with all the Pacers games on TV now, there's still something of a connection that exists between the fans and you and Mark. What is it about you guys and radio in general that just creates a more personal, intimate touch with fans?
Well, there's a love affair. There's always been a love affair with me and the fans, going all the way back to my IU days when we won a national championship, won a couple of Big Ten championships. Then Mark and I got started, and we've developed a following over the years.
You referenced earlier how you started on TV, but then you kind of almost chose radio. What is it that you like about radio?
Well, I didn't like the formality of television. You know, they'd come in and want to paint your face up and brush you with stuff and all this, and you know, I'm not a whole lot to work with when it comes to looks anyway, and I didn't want those makeup artists messing around with me. I'm what I am, and that's what you're going to get.
And a lot of direction, too, besides just the makeup and such, just a lot of instruction versus a free-flow reaction you can have with radio.
Well, with radio, of course, Mark's been great to work with. He's a Hall of Famer, and I know this league so well. I know the players so well that I know their moves, I know this and that about them, and it makes it easy for me. I don't have to look at a script to come out and do a ball game.
Last question is about sponsors, because without them, there really is no broadcast, right? Through the years, you have been a spokesperson for various sponsors. I can think the big old green sign at National Car Sales comes to mind. Talk about your evolution and what has made, you know, when you're a pitch man, so to speak, what has worked for Slick Leonard to be associated with a sponsor?
Well, just you get down to earth, talking to people. You know, that's all it is. And you mentioned the National Car. That was 20 years. They were great to work with. They were great people. And other than that, I've done other things over the years. I'm kind of away from all that. I made a lot of speeches. I was in the speech making business for a long time, but I've got away from speech making, those kind of things, and I just do radio now, just do ball games.
Hopefully you've got hundreds, if not thousands, of Boom Babies ahead of you still this year and beyond. So, Slick, thanks for being here with us.
Well, this year's important, John, because we've got a chance to do something special. We've got a chance, and if we're healthy and everything, it's going to be a real fun time when these playoffs start this year.